Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Howdy, Tom Riley here. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what can happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
This is a chapel, not a rock concert.
I know you are, but one of mine.
Okay, step back, Aubrey. This is hot.
Cool.
No, not cool, Aubrey.
Cancel.
Horseback riding? Real horses?
It's Aubrey.
Aubrey? What's wrong with her?
She's gone.
My dad says it's a family retreat, something about knowing God's will. Tell me about it. You think I want to spend the whole day with all those church people going on and on about things I couldn't care less about? Someplace called the Timothy Center, near Odyssey.
Aubrey, wonder if we could use a little help setting the table.
Just a minute, Mom! So anyway, here's my plan. Once the retreat gets going, I'm going to look for a chance to escape.
Aubrey!
Coming! Morgan, listen, I gotta go. I'll let you know how it turns out, okay? Yeah. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
She jumps, she makes it, and National Velvet wins the steeplechase again!
Bethany, would you please put that thing away? You are so annoying.
I know you are, but what am I?
Oh,
if you can listen to your music, I can play with my horse. And now for the award ceremony. Da-da-da-da-da-da!
Mom, would you please tell her to stop? Her noise is interfering with my music.
You girls need to find a way to coexist back there.
Yeah, peacefully.
Exactly. All right, that's your assignment for the rest of the trip, so both of you get busy and make it happen.
Okay, I'll just turn up the volume.
Uh-oh, the car's starting to get hot.
No.
Oh, I think she's gonna boil.
Not again.
Honey, I'd better pull over and take a look.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. I think I missed my calling.
Tom!
Oh, I'm glad you're here, Connie. Now, stay right where you are and tell me if the volume on this sound system is all right. Testing, 1, 2...
It sounds fine, Tom, but...
Are you sure it isn't too loud? This is a chapel, not a rock concert. I don't want people's ears bleeding during the opening hymn of the retreat.
Well, there won't be any opening hymn, Tom.
What?
The retreat's been canceled.
Canceled? Canceled? Oh, I don't believe it.
Well, believe it. And you can stop talking in the microphone now. I'm right here.
Sorry. Oh, I don't believe this. There must be some mistake.
I told Mr. Plotnick you'd call.
I'll call him right away.
I said you would.
Oh, this is silly. How can they cancel a retreat about God's will?
Maybe they know something we don't. Hello? Hello? She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
No, the radiator sprung a leak.
Oh, no.
Does this mean we can't go to the retreat?
Yeah, you wish. Don't worry, we'll make it.
Dad, don't you think this might be a cosmic sign? Like bad karma or something, saying, turn back, old man.
Nice try.
Aubrey, you'll feel differently once we get to the Timothy Center.
I'll bet I won't.
Look at us, Mommy. Isn't my horse fast? Look at her run.
All right, now not too close to the road, Bethany. Honey, why don't you go and search for pine cones up under those trees while Daddy fixes the car?
Okay. Pine cones?
You know, Ellen, it's really weird.
What is?
Yeah, well, I've got this feeling of deja vu, like I've done this before.
Oh, you have done this before. 2 weeks ago, in fact. We need a new radiator, Ben.
No, I mean here, you know, on the side of this road. I'm almost certain I've been here before. It must have been 25 years ago when I hitchhiked around the country.
You hitchhiked around the country? Cool.
No, not cool, Aubrey. Crazy.
Well, it was kind of cool. Just me and my guitar, that rucksack on my back. I must have come through this area. I remember I ran out of money and food.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah, look, Aubrey, it's nothing a girl your age should do. I mean, nowadays it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. But what happened? I mean, you were stuck here without any money or food.
Well, I met a guardian angel.
Yeah, right.
Not really. Well, he seemed like one at the time. He was some stranger who helped me out.
You could sure use one now.
Well, I just hope that jug of coolant is still in the back. I don't want to miss the retreat.
Bethany! Honey, don't go too far!
Okay, Mom!
Oh, this is turning out worse than I thought.
Timothy Center. We are here for the conference on discovering God's will.
Well, you came to the right place.
But at the wrong time.
What? But I thought that
No, it's not your mistake. In fact, we were just told ourselves. The retreat's been canceled.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No.
Can we go home?
That's so disappointing. We were really looking forward to it.
Look, you folks have come all this way and, well, now, of course, it's up to you, but... Well, this was supposed to be the grand opening of the Timothy Center. No sense wasting it. Why not have a retreat of our own?
Really? I mean, we don't want to put you out.
Oh, won't put me out. I set the whole day aside anyway, and so did Connie here. So, well, how about it?
Well, Ellen?
I don't see why not.
Ask me what I think. Go ahead, Dad. Ask me.
I know what you think, honey, but you'll enjoy yourself anyway.
I see that you have a toy horse. Does that mean you like horses?
I love horses.
Well, then how about if we girls go horseback riding?
Horseback riding? Really?
Uh-huh.
Real horses?
That sounds wonderful.
Oh, joy.
Well, come on then, follow me. I'm Connie, by the way. What's your name?
I'm Bethany. See you later, Mom.
Bye, honey. Have fun. Go on, Aubrey. You'll enjoy it.
Doesn't look like I have much of a choice.
All we have to do now is get back across the creek. Come on. Oh, what a great ride. I hope you didn't mind sharing a saddle with me, Bethany.
No way. It was fun.
Oh, I'm glad you think so. Whoa. Oh. Okay. Right, off we go. Oh, you are really a good rider, Aubrey.
Thanks. My mom taught me.
Oh, she rides?
Yeah. My grandma and grandpa had a couple of horses in their place at Vermont. We used to visit.
Well, I've only been riding for a little while. Tom figured I better learn how if I was going to help out here. So, you're in Vermont. I'd like to see Vermont sometime. What's it like there?
It's beautiful. A lot better than here.
You don't like it here?
It's okay.
What don't you like?
I don't know. It's different, that's all. Everything's changed for us. My parents are different.
Really? Like how?
For one thing, my dad seems to work all the time now. He doesn't have time for, well, things we used to do together.
What kinds of things?
He doesn't sing to us anymore.
Quiet.
That's what he said the other day.
Your dad sings?
Uh-huh, and plays a guitar. So does Aubrey.
That's enough, Bethany.
You play guitar.
My dad was teaching me to play.
Well, I'm not surprised. You look like a musician.
I do?
Yeah, I'll bet you like things like painting and poetry, too.
Yeah, I do. How do you know that?
I can just tell. So why aren't you happy?
What?
Look, just between us, you have the same expression on your face that I had when I first moved to Odyssey. You are not happy.
Well, we've been gone a while. Maybe you should get back and see what everyone else is doing.
Maybe I should?
I mean, you and Bethany. I'll hang up these saddles and spurs and follow right behind you.
Well, okay. But we're not through talking yet. Come on, Bethany. We'll take the long way around by the stream. It is really pretty.
Okay.
You're just gonna love it.
I'm not trying to get out of talking. I'm trying to get out of this place. And this is my only chance. Phew, I didn't know it was so far to Odyssey. Here comes a car. Hey, how about... Ugh, rats. Another one. Hey there! Ugh, this is too much work. I need to sit down.
Hello there. Everything okay?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. I mean, you couldn't give me a ride to Odyssey, could you?
Oh, I just happened to be headed that way. Hop in.
Thanks, mister. Nobody else would even stop.
Well, I couldn't just drive by, not without checking to see if you needed help. Especially a girl your age.
That's nice of you, but I don't see what the big deal is. I'm old enough to hitchhike.
Well, hitchhiking is risky and dangerous at any age. So how did you end up out here anyway?
It's just what I felt like doing. Kind of a, you know, a wanderer.
Oh, wanderer, eh? Well, do you have a name, Miss Wanderer?
Aubrey. Aubrey Andromeda. I know, it's weird. It's from the Greek myths. Andromeda was rescued from a dragon by Perseus, and they named a galaxy after her.
Uh-huh, I see. Well, hello, Aubrey Andromeda. My name is John Avery Whitaker.
Thanks for the ride, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, so tell me about this wandering you're doing.
Oh, I need space, I guess. Room to think of my own thoughts. My parents are crowding me in.
Oh?
See, they're into things I'm just not into.
Huh.
I mean, it's okay for them, but it's just not my thing. It's like their minds have slammed shut. Now they've got all these rules. They're so, you know, intolerant. With my parents, it's always the Lord this, the Lord that. I'm supposed to go along whether I agree or not. I have to work overtime just to think of ways to get away from it all.
Ah, the Lord, huh? So your parents are religious?
Yep, Christians. That's why I'm striking out.
I'm striking out for where?
California, Vermont, Vegas.
Hmm.
Came all the way from Connorsville this morning.
Oh, and now you're headed for Odyssey. Do you know anyone there?
Nobody special. Just thought I'd see the sights and hang out for a while. You know, it's a big world, and I don't want to miss any of it.
Oh, of course not. Well, still, I can't help feeling a little concerned about a girl of... How old did you say you were?
I'm almost 13.
Yeah, about an almost 13-year-old on the side of the road with nobody waiting for her and no plan in mind.
You worry too much. Like my parents. So how much farther is it to Odyssey anyway?
Not far. I'll tell you what. I own an ice cream shop in town, and you must be tired from all your wandering. You're welcome to a cold drink. My treat?
That sounds great. Thanks.
You girls had a nice ride?
Yeah, Mom, you should have come.
I didn't know you liked to ride, or I would have invited you, too.
Oh, well, it's just as well I didn't. For Aubrey's sake. Where is she?
Back at the barn, putting away the gear.
It's taking her an awfully long time to do that. Maybe I should go back and check on her. Don't talk about anything fun without me.
Okay.
Come on, let's go this way. There's one more thing I want you to see.
You know, it's beautiful what you've done with the center, Mr. Riley. Your builders did a fine job on all of it. The chapel, the dormitories, the cabin.
Well, we're real happy with how it's turned out so far. I just feel bad that the retreat got canceled.
Oh, forget about it. We're enjoying ourselves. Who knows? Maybe we're supposed to be thinking about God's will rather than listening to a lot of teaching about it.
Maybe so.
You see, we've reached a crossroads, Mr. Riley. I've been working as an independent contractor, and, well, the job is just eating up way too much of my time.
Oh, it's not just the job, Ben. There's church, too. Ben's a worship leader, and we host a Bible study at our house on Thursday night.
And Ellen's teaching the kids at home and volunteering at the local soup kitchen on Saturdays.
And you've been taking those correspondence courses in theology.
Whoa, now I'm getting exhausted just hearing how busy you folks are.
I know. We know something has to change. We're just not sure how. And we'd like the change to give us more freedom for ministry.
And then there's Aubrey. She hasn't been particularly pleased that we've become Christians. And she gets even more agitated when we talk about the possibility of full-time ministry.
Well, maybe she'll sort it out with a little more time.
I hope so.
Hey, what's this?
This is what I wanted you to see. Timmy's cabin.
Who's Timmy?
Timmy was my son. This was his private hideaway. He came here a lot before he died.
Oh, Mr. Riley, I'm so sorry.
Well, that was a long time ago. But just this year, God used Timmy and this cabin to inspire me to build this center. I thought I could give people a place where God could reach them, like he reached Timmy. Which was one reason why I liked the idea of our first retreat to be about God's will. Oh, well, he obviously has something else in mind.
Tom, Mr. and Mrs. Shepherd.
What is it, Connie?
It's Aubrey.
Aubrey? What's wrong with her?
She's gone.
Well, this is it. Wit's end. What do you think?
Awesome.
So, can I get you something to drink?
Do you have a root beer?
Oh, I sure do. Just have a seat at the counter while I get it.
Okay. Hey, what's this? Poetry?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, I love poetry. My mom and dad taught me lots of poems, ever since I was little.
Oh, did they? Oh, I didn't think narrow-minded parents taught their children poetry.
Narrow-minded? I never said they were narrow-minded.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Well, I think I said they had closed minds about some things.
Oh.
The fact is, my parents are pretty smart. My dad builds houses and writes songs and even knows some Greek.
Huh.
My mom has taught all of us kids at home.
Oh, you're a homeschooler?
Yeah. And she knows how to grow vegetables and ride horses and spin and weave and sew.
Well, now they sound like pretty remarkable people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you like poems, Aubrey, you might like this one. Here. I fled him down the nights and down the days. I fled him down the arches of the years. I fled him down the labyrinthine ways of my own mind. And in the midst of tears, I hid from him.
Wow. What's that all about?
Oh, it's about running away from God. It's called The Hound of Heaven by Francis Thompson. You see, Thompson spent a lot of time running from God. But God kept after him, like a hunting hound that wouldn't give up the chase. At least that's how it felt to Thompson.
Hmm.
Oh, here's your root beer.
Thanks.
Well, so what's next, Aubrey Andromeda?
I guess I'll just take this root beer and have a look around outside for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Be seeing you. And thanks very much.
I'll be here if you need anything.
Mr. Whitaker?
Yes, Aubrey.
Do you think I could use your phone?
Well, sure, right over there.
Thanks. Mr. Whitaker?
Uh-huh.
Would you happen to know the number for the Timothy Center?
Well, I think we've searched just about everywhere we can. Let's go in the house. We can call the police from there.
The police? Do you think that's necessary?
Don't you? We can't find her anywhere.
This is just all my fault. I mean, it was my responsibility to keep an eye on the kids, and I'm sorry, I just can't figure out how she disappeared so fast.
It's all right, Connie. If I know my daughter, she had this in mind the whole time. Look, I'm sorry to both of you. Looks like the Timothy Center's opening day hasn't turned out to be what anybody expected.
Don't you worry about that. The important thing is to find Aubrey.
Do you think that maybe we should pray?
Yes, Connie, that sounds like a good idea to me.
Well, then let's do it before we call the police.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to pray now for Aubrey, for her safety, and that you'd bring her back to us. Oh, it's worse than when I'm in the bath. Hold on, Lord. Timothy Center, Tom Riley speaking.
Mr. Riley?
Yes?
This is Aubrey Shepherd.
Aubrey?
It's Aubrey?
Yes.
Could you ask my parents to come pick me up? I'm an Odyssey at a place called Wind Bend.
This soup is delicious.
Oh, thank you.
I just can't believe you put it together so quickly, Ellen.
You should have been
here, Tom. I mean, it was incredible to watch. A true artist in action.
I figured you'd all have pretty big appetites by the time you got back from Odyssey. Tom, it's a good thing you keep these cupboards so well stocked.
More hot chocolate, please.
Make that two, please.
Coming right up. How about you, Aubrey? You've hardly said a word.
But she's still smarting from the lecture and the restriction she had to face for her little stunt.
Oh.
I only did what you did. I hitchhiked a little. That's all.
Honey, I did it as a young man 25 years ago. Things were a lot safer then. Don't you ever even think about doing such a thing again or using my foolishness as an excuse.
Besides, what were you going to do, Aubrey? Wait until you'd run out of money, too, and then just sit on the side of the road like a poor, pathetic thing, thumb in the air, beat up guitar case at your side?
That's right. Just think about how that... How do you know about that?
Well, how do you think I know?
Wait a minute. This is the farm, isn't it? This is the farm, and you...
Keep going.
You are my guardian... You're my guardian angel. You're the farmer who gave me a lift.
Yes.
Put me up that night, got me the job in town. Honey, he's the... I don't believe this. Honey, it's him.
I can see.
You know, I thought you looked familiar.
And I thought you did, too, from the moment we first shook hands. I was real puzzled about it, and I thought I was having one of those
deja vu things.
Yeah. And then it came to me when we were down by Timmy's cabin.
Timmy's cabin? But didn't I...
Fix the roof on it for me. You sure
yeah.
did, and I don't think it's leaked since.
This is amazing.
It's more than amazing. It's... Yeah, I guess amazing is a pretty good word. Yeah.
You know, to see you again after all these years. Tom, I don't know what to say. It was your generosity then that planted the seed for me to become a Christian later. That much I never forgot.
I was glad to be of help. And, well, I'd like to be of help again, if you'd let me.
What do you mean?
I was just wondering, how would you like to become a part of what we're doing here at the Timothy Center, I mean?
What?
I could use a good carpenter like you and a good cook like Ellen, too.
Oh, Tom, you're joking.
Not a bit. I was thinking that we could finish up one of those family-sized cabins in the back, and if you wanted, you could have it.
You mean, like, come and live here at the center?
Oh.
That's the idea.
What a great idea.
Oh, could we, Daddy? Please?
Well, honey, what do you think, Ellen?
I think it sounds, well, completely wonderful.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Tom. What about our wanderer? What does she think?
Aubrey?
No offense, but I guess I'd have to think about it.
She's right. We'll all have to think and pray about it. But as soon as we get our answer, we'll let you know. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Okay.
Oh, well, this has been quite a day. Looks like we may have discovered something about God's will after all.
Yeah.
I guess we did it that, Ben. Now, I can't wait to see what he's going to do tomorrow.
What an unusual opening at the Timothy Center. I'm sure it's not what Connie and Tom expected, but God certainly used it to work in the Shepherd family, and that's what the Timothy Center is for. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." You may not know where God is going to lead you or your family, but trust that He has the best plan possible, because He always does. Well, that's it for today's adventure. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Opening Day was written by Jim Ware and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide. And our producer is Al Jensen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.